This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Court was called into recess after about an hour of testimony today in the trial for the two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. After a friend and a co-worker of McClain's testified, the prosecution had no other witnesses to call. Their last witness is traveling to Denver tonight. District Court Judge Mark Warner asked the jury to return tomorrow morning. Two Denver-based cannabis dispensaries are receiving loans from the state's Cannabis Business Office. CPR's Paolo Schalsetter reports these loans are the first of their kind.
IDY Distributors and Simply Pure are the debut recipients of Colorado's landmark cannabis program. The program provides loans between $50,000 and $150,000 for renovations, equipment, and real estate. The loan program is meant to support diversity in the industry. The state estimates it will loan about $2.9 million over the next decade. I'm Paolo Schalsetter, CPR News.
The president of the Pueblo Community College is retiring, effective next year. Patty Erzhafik has led the school for 13 years. Under her leadership, the college has added nearly 30 associate degrees and 7 bachelor's degrees. PCC is a federally designated Hispanic-serving institution. It enrolls more than 9,000 students each year across multiple campuses. Erzhafik is the first woman to serve as the school's president. Details on the search for her replacement are not yet public. You're listening to CPR News. Across the Front Range for the rest of the week, more fall-like temperatures in the forecast.